Attention listeners, this podcast is a proud member of the Lost Podcasting Network. Get all your favorite Lost podcasts in one feed at lostcast.blogspot.com. Thank you. Now there will be some turbulence up ahead, so please remain seated.
Welcome to Your Theories About Lost, the podcast strictly devoted to your theories. If you'd like your theory heard, send it to lost@yourtheories.com. Visit our message board at lost.yourtheories.com or call our voicemail at area code 214-593-4884. Just a warning, this podcast may contain spoilers. Hello and welcome to Your Theories About Lost. My name is Luke.
And my name is Michael.
And today we only have one theory, so we'll read that out, and then we'll move on to discussing episode 6 of season 4. So I'll go ahead and read out this theory. It's entitled Catch 22 by Hurley Bird. The Black Rock was lost at sea on March 22, 1845. The Losties crashed on the island on September 22, 2004, and the freighter people arrived on the island on December 22, 2004. My Catch-22 theory is that they can only arrive to the island on the 22nd of each month. I'm not sure if this means anything, but it's interesting. Now, I quite like that theory. I think that's an interesting observation.
That is weird. I wonder if the force field of the island follows the Gregorian calendar. Because if it does, it would have to be set up by man.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, I think we can move on to the sixth episode of Lost. So how did you like the episode?
I thought it was pretty good. Not as good as The Economist.
Yeah, I thought that too, but to me, I enjoyed it more after watching it a second time, which is weird, but I guess I noticed some things that I'd missed the first time.
Yeah, me too with that one. Okay, so we've gotten the last name of Harper. It's Harper Stanhope. I've watched the episode 2 times, and both times I've seen it, I've only heard the name Harper, but Lostpedia has last name, so I'm thinking that it came from the credits or something. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it must have come from either the website or the credits, maybe some kind of press release or something, because I only heard Harper. And I've watched the episode 2 times as well, so.
Yeah. So the new hatch is called the Tempest Station, and it's supposed to be a chemical station, but the chemicals, it's like a chemical holocaust station. Do you think that it's a chemical station and a power plant, or do you think that the power plant thing is just a cover-up?
I'm not too sure on this one, because Juliet said that it was an electrical station that powers the island, but she knew about the gas as well, so I'm wondering if it serves two purposes. And the thing about the name The Tempest, it suggests to me a sort of wave power, a sort of power station, and as the logo for the station also had like a wave in it, so I kind of think it's a power station, but I'm not sure.
Well, that kind of wave symbol would go with the theory that we had last episode about the only being able to escape the island if you go into like a wave pattern.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, if that episode doesn't get released, that's our theory. I'm also wondering, why would Goodwin lie about a chemical burn? He told Juliet that he got electrocuted, but Juliet knows that it's a chemical burn. What's he trying to hide?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, but I'm guessing he wouldn't want Ben finding out about what he was doing. So
maybe he's trying to use the chemicals as sort of a weapon. Maybe they're like he's part of the Others' resistance to take over the island.
Yeah, that's possible because season 3, when Juliet played that video to Jack and it was saying, not everyone here likes what Ben's doing on the card. So that would kind of tie in with the whole resistance thing. So maybe he was going to distribute gas masks to all the people in the resistance and kill off Ben and his followers.
Yeah. And have you ever seen heard the commentary for that Ben flashback, was it Man Behind the Curtain?
I'm not too sure.
Anyways, did you hear the commentary for that episode?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay, well, on the commentary, at the end, when everybody's being gassed, the producers said that when they were filming it originally, they weren't planning on having it come out of a gas can. They were having it just be a gas emanating from a mysterious source, but they thought that that would cause some confusion, so they added the gas can in post.
All right. Well, that's interesting because it would still tie in. I mean, they could obviously get the gas from the Tempest and sort of bottle it up, so.
Or at least
there must be vents around the island or whatever to distribute the gas.
Yeah.
Unless they just let it out in one place and let the wind blow it across.
Probably. And then that could also be why Juliet's team suddenly got sick. And for some reason, Juliet must have been immune to it or something.
All right, yeah.
I'm thinking that is what a sickness is going to turn out to be. Just a gas poisoning. And it's not really a sickness at all.
I would think that my theory is that the sickness would be something to do with what Desmond was experiencing.
The flashes.
Yeah, where he's sort of dashing between the two times. That's my take on the sickness, anyway.
That would be cool. Having maybe Juliet's team members can pop up in other people's flashbacks if they haven't already. Yeah. Coming from the island. I've gotten a computer readout from the Tempest. Did you take a look at it?
Yeah, didn't make too much sense to me. It's all a bit. It's sort of bloated with technical rubbish that you don't really need.
Yeah, basically what I'm taking out of it is that Dan is trying to there's a dangerous pressure in the gas tanks, and he's trying to bring down the pressure, but it looks like the computer isn't responding. Like it says vapor pressure 81%, and then right after that, there's a command set NPHGT tank cooling. So he's basically trying to bring down the pressure, but it's not working until, of course, the very last minute.
Yeah.
No current alarm system pressure within normal parameters. Tank integrity test report secure. Just a couple lines up, it says, evacuate non-personnel, containment breach imminent. And all of a sudden it gets fixed.
Yeah, convenient that.
Yeah. So
okay, so should we move on to my notes or
sure.
Anything more to say? Unless you've got anything more to say.
I think that covers it. There weren't that many for tonight's episode.
No. The only thing I would say, because it sort of ties into the computer, is that the Tempest station, if it is a power station, I didn't see anything resembling a power station in there at all. All I saw were gas tanks and a bunch of computers, so...
Right. But it is, from what we saw, it is a pretty big station. There was a really long hallway and a huge bullpit, so there could there could be another, possibly many more rooms.
Yeah.
So should we move on to your notes now?
Yeah, okay. So the first point I've got here is where was Harper actually staying? Because obviously we haven't seen her before, but she must have been staying somewhere on the island. So perhaps that she was staying in one of the other stations, maybe.
Well, do we even know that Harper is still alive? She could just be an apparition, like Smoke Monster or something.
I guess so. That would explain why she suddenly disappeared when the whisper started.
Right.
But if she is alive, she must be staying somewhere. So I would just guess another station. The other thing I've got here is that, do you think that there are many more others that we don't know about who may be still alive?
Definitely. I mean, there have been talks about there being different factions of the others, so possibly not all of the others went with everybody else to the temple. Went with Albert to the temple.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now the next point we've already covered, so I'll move on to the map. We found a. We saw Daniel holding a map of the island with a couple of stations on there, and I'm not too sure how it if it corresponds to the map on the blast door. I'll have to check that out at a later date. But the only thing that I'm wondering is how on earth did they get hold of that map if they haven't been to the island before?
I think they got it from the Black Rock diary.
You see, the only trouble is, I'm looking at the map now and it's got a Dharma Station logo on.
Oh.
So, I think that kind of discounts that.
Unless you throw in the time paradox thing.
Possibly. I guess my theory would be that they got it from the Hanso Foundation somehow, back on the mainland.
Yeah. Or it could just be from people who got into the Hanso Foundation and leaked it. Like, maybe they got it from Rachel Blake.
Possibly, yeah.
I've heard that since the end of the of that first ARG that Rachel Blake was supposed to make an appearance on the show. I'm still waiting.
That would be cool. That all three episodes, we were thinking that Dan and Charlotte were trying to kill everyone. But then at the very end, it turned out that they were helping. Now that, to me, seems convenient. So I think that maybe they decided to help at the end because they were outnumbered.
Right.
And because otherwise they wouldn't need to be so secretive about it.
Well, maybe they're just not actually helping the people on the island, but they're just helping themselves.
Yeah, but to be honest, if they were helping themselves, if they're disabling it, then I don't think that they would need to be secretive about that particular thing. But I don't know.
Well, they said at the end, or Juliet said at the end, that they were in a war, the others versus the Frady people. So it's possible that they could have just been secretive in case there was a mole, and it turned out that Juliet was still a mole, still working for Ben because Ben owns her.
Yeah. Okay, the next point is about the pregnancy on the island. We learned a little more about that when Juliet was looking through the microscope, and she said to Ben that the white blood cell count plummets and then the immune system turns on the fetus. So it doesn't really mean a lot at the moment, but it's just that little bit more of information that someone might be able to do something with.
Yeah, basically, it's repeating information that we had heard previously about the immune system treating the child as a threat.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was saying that Harper said, well, of course he's been treating you well, you look just like her. So obviously Ben's been involved with someone else. Now this is an interesting thing for me, because this is the same sort of thing that Jack was sort of happening to Jack in season 3, because I think, I can't remember, but they were saying something like Juliet bears a resemblance to Jack's ex-wife.
Right, so maybe Ben was with Jack's wife.
Possibly.
Maybe that was him. He's him on the island and he's him off of the island.
Right.
Jack was asking, who is he? And you never know who he is, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be interesting. Locke said, not a whole lot is going on with Miles. Now, I'm jumping the gun a bit here, but perhaps that means that Miles could be dead, if not a lot's going on with him.
Yep. Spit out the pear. 'Cause it would be pretty hard to keep that grenade in your mouth for what seems like it's been a couple of days since the last episode.
Absolutely. I mean, you think, well, the saliva would build up and sort of it would slip out or whatever.
Yeah.
So the next kind of thing, which is just a minor point, is that Ben said that this rabbit didn't have a number on it, did it? So to me, this is a clue that maybe the test rabbits might have been infected with some kind of virus or an illness or disease or something, and so Ben wouldn't want to eat that because it might be contagious
right.
to humans.
Well,
so
have
that
you...
kind of. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that might be a reference to the sickness. again.
Maybe. Have you seen the orchid video?
Yeah.
So maybe it was the cloned 15.
Yeah, possibly.
People were talking about that having to do with the Casimir effect.
Oh, right, yeah.
And that when two like objects come together, dangerous things happen.
Yeah.
So maybe eating number 15 would actually be a good thing.
Maybe. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe that because it's been cloned, it might have some kind of DNA mutation that would hop over to the person who eats it.
And then Locke turns into a rabbit.
Maybe.
Well, it would cure his baldness.
The next kind of point is just that Ben's trying to gradually break Locke down in order to gain his freedom, which he does in the end. And Ben mentioned to Locke a common enemy, and we later found this out to be Charles Widmore. So he's actually in charge of the freighter. But to me, I don't think that he would share any of this information with Penny, so I think Penny must be sneaking around, finding out bits of information about the island, you know, whenever she can, and that's how she knows about the island.
Right.
Because to me, if he's going around, you know, beating random people up because they have information about the island, he's not really going to be telling his daughter about it.
Right, so seems like their common enemy is Charles Widmore, but their common ally would be Penelope Widmore.
Yeah. The next point is, if Charles is in charge of the boat, could it explain why there was a picture of Penny and Desmond?
Oh,
possibly.
I didn't catch that. Was that in that wasn't in this episode, was it?
The picture, I think, I'm not sure, I might be mixing this up, but I think Naomi had a picture of...
Oh, I thought you meant a picture on the boat.
No.
Yeah, that could be why.
So maybe that's why, but then, I don't know. Just a thought. And what does Charles want with Ben? Because the people on the boat are after Ben, not particularly the island. So,
right.
why would Charles want Ben?
Well, this doesn't really fit in with what's going on now, but I was thinking that when we first found out about what the Freydies wanted, that there was like some kind of hit on Ben, like maybe he did something to upset these people and now they want revenge, but it seems more like they just want to exploit the island, so that might not.
Yeah, because I guess if Ben's sort of there to try and stop them, they first want to take out Ben so that they can gain access to the island more easily, so then they can exploit the island without too much trouble.
Right.
The last point I've gotten here is, why did Juliet run off without Jack and Kate? So I guess it would just be because she thought that it'd be quicker if she went alone, because they'd have to wait for Kate to sort of get herself together.
I'm thinking that it's because she would have to admit to Jack that she's still working for Ben.
not sure about that one.
Because she did say at the end that she's still working for Ben and that there's a war between the others and the Frady people. So I think that if she admitted to Jack that she still was working for Ben, not a mole, which was probably why she allowed the Losties to blow up seven of the others, but still kind of working for Ben, that Jack wouldn't be able to handle it, and they'd never be able to get to the Tempest in time.
I don't know. I don't think I caught that bit at the end where Juliet.
Oh, you didn't?
Said that she was still. I don't think so. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's right at the end after she leaves the Tempest station, and then that's at that point is when Jack and Kate catch up to her. Is it that like a recording stopped?
Possibly.
Or maybe it is that it would just be quicker.
Okay, well, I think that pretty much concludes the episode, the podcast. Unless there's anything else that you want to add?
I'd just like to do a little teaser. I'm preparing to do something big involving Lost, but I'm not going to say it yet until after Jane and Jack have their marathon, because I don't want to step on their hype. So tune in next time.
Okay. I guess I'm just going to plug my other show then. If you want to check out my other podcast, go ahead and check out lostexploration.com. The Your Theories About Lost podcast is now mainly based over at theblackrock.org, so go and check that out at theblackrock.org. The board is still open at lost.yourtheories.com, and you can send in a voicemail at 214-593-4884. You can also email your theory to luke@yourtheories.com. Okay, so thanks for listening to the podcast, and we should be back next week, so check back soon.
Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Your Theories About Lost. Once again, if you'd like your theory heard on the podcast, email it to lost@yourtheories.com. Visit our message board at lost.yourtheories.com, or call our voicemail at area code 214-593-4884.